Presley with Martin Besser.
How hard can it be?
So the chicks are writing their final exams. You know, how hard can it be?
I don't know if I'd want to do it again.
That's the sound of dial-up happening in my head right now.
Oh, come on, come on. Cast your minds back to all those questions. Those days of swatting and cramming. I loved cramming.
Did you enjoy that?
I was a crammer.
Okay. Oh,
did you?
Especially at varsity, those massive, those books that were like this thick.
Journals.
It's like for work. It's starting. Like, no one's going to read all this stuff. Yeah. And you just start, what's the word? Scanning, skimming, and just, you know, you try and. It becomes like a guessing game, doesn't it? I mean, the kids aren't listening now, right?
No, they should.
So we can give away some tricks.
Yeah,
It's all about kind of predicting.
What are you predicting? What will be in the paper?
Yeah.
Like, what would they focus on and what would they, what won't they focus on?
This stuff is very hard. It's going to be in the exam.
Yeah. Surely chapters 6 to 9.
No ways. Come on.
No ways.
Really?
Where would you ever need that in life? Is how they would think.
Yeah.
You think. So, okay. So we asked Ethan, why are you so interested in that? Is your mother or someone in your family is a teacher?
Yeah, so actually I have a family of teachers. My mom's a primary school teacher. My mother-in-law was a teacher. My sister-in-law is a teacher. My wife's a lecturer. So it's just like teachers everywhere in my family.
What are you looking to learn, Ethan?
Yeah. What do you make of all this? How does it make you feel?
Well, how much time do you have? Yeah.
Is that why you're so pedantic?
I am quite pedantic. I really am. It's something I've noticed about myself.
No, we love that.
No,
part
we
of
love
you.
That about you.
So, listen, it's always good to have one of those around. we asked you to drop some questions. Where did you get these questions from?
So, I went to the Department of Education's website. They have all the past papers for like the last however many years for matric. So you can actually download all the past papers, and that's actually back when I was in matric, I would study specifically for like maths and stuff. It's just download the past papers and do them.
And that's where the predictions come in.
Yeah.
You think to yourself, last year, they focused on a lot about chapters, 6 to 9.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Surely this year, they're not going to do it.
Yeah. Again. I mean.
And sometimes they basically ask the exact same question, but they maybe just change the numbers slightly.
Yes.
So yeah, it actually genuinely was a valid strategy for me.
How well did you do in matric?
I did decently well. I got 2 distinctions, so I wasn't like incredibly happy with that, to be honest, but I did pretty well, I would say.
You should feel bad about yourself for that.
I was good in my grade, if that helps.
You were third in your grade?
Yeah.
Crikey.
Look at you. My matric was a hue.
Yeah. My matric was like, what? You passed? Spotting.
That's what we used to call it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just
spotting. There was a word for it. Hey. Spotting. You like think to yourself,
there's no way. They're not going to go back to World War I in history.
Sure. I'm going to focus on the start, the middle, and the end.
Yeah, leave out the bits in between.
Am I the only one here who doesn't actually have a matric? Yeah. Well, yes, obviously. Okay, moving on.
Right here, right now. But these are universal things.
Yeah.
Are you writing grade 9, 8,
yes.
whatever?
Yes.
It's the same thing.
And I'll be honest, grade 11 was much tougher for me than matric.
100%.
Way tougher.
I've heard this.
Grade 11, the toughest.
It was tough. Yeah.
Honestly, the toughest grade.
No, literally. Like, you work super, super hard. Matric is literally a breeze in comparison. Because also, the stuff that you write in matric is basically just grade 11. You're not really learning that much new stuff in matric anyway.
No, there's just a whole lot more focus on it. It's like all important.
Yes.
You know. And then, are the kids still listening? Are they out?
Let's just go without.
They only start at 9, guys. But it doesn't matter.
And then you realize, like, years later, like,
no one cares.
No.
Well, that's the thing. No company says to you, like, so what were your matric results?
Unless you're like a doctor and all those kind of guys.
Yeah, but they then ask you what your university results were. They don't ask you what your matric results were.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
But they don't even ask that. They're like, where's the certificate? And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're basically saying is
it doesn't matter.
Easy and unimportant. No, I'm kidding. It's very important. It's very important that you get through it, and it's going to be okay, is what we're saying.
Yes.
It's going to be okay either way. We will show you how good our memory is. Which subjects are we focusing on?
So we're doing life orientation.
Ooh, love that. Easy.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah, that's a gimme.
Oh, yeah.
Every year, life orientation is the easy one.
Love that one.
We did English first additional language, so second language. Oh, sorry, Afrikaans first additional language, so second language Afrikaans.
Okay.
I got a B for first language. So Ekkers Afrikaans, so it's my first skrikkelijk makkelijk.
And then pure maths and science.
Work, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gonna nail that.
Yeah, no. Loved those.
Lekker.
Loved them.
Yeah.
All right, we'll give it a go. And how hard can it be coming up?
You're with your mother and family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Who would like to take on some of these matric final exam questions with us? As jy dink, kom ons kyk hoe dit gaan. Kom ons kyk wat ek onthou. Hoe sal ek vaar? How hard can it be? Drop us a quick WhatsApp on 084-850-0942. And you can play them with us. You can answer these questions with us. We'll get started with L-O so long.
Okay.
L-O, life orientation.
How hard can it be?
Life orientation. I like these because you can still kind of, I think thumbs up.
Okay. Okay.
An example of embezzlement could be A, using the company's resources for personal gain.
Mm-hmm.
B, awarding a contract without following procedures.
Mm-hmm.
C, accepting a payoff to give someone access to theft. Or D, demanding a reward from a contracted supplier. This is now a life orientation question. At matric level.
Right.
A?
I went with C.
Is there no all C? Of the above?
I know. All right, I was also waiting for those. E, all of the above.
So I went with B.
Embezzlement, awarding a contract without following procedures. C, accepting a payoff to give. All sound right.
Yes. Yeah.
So this is what I hate. Yeah. This is what I hate.
Yeah, you see.
You know, when all the answers seem plausible.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
D, demanding a reward from a contracted supplier.
That's a kickback, isn't it? That's not embezzlement necessarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to actually physically embezzle the money, don't you? You as the individual.
Wow, guys, LO. Question one, and we're all struggling.
Look, hey, none of us did LO.
I can't even find the answer. Hold on. No, it was A. Like you steal money, embezzlement.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was A. Okay, so I failed. Hello.
Okay, so good.
The Labor Relations Act, LRA, of 1995, that's Act 66 of 1995.
Of course, yes.
Give you a moment to go back there. Allows for the dismissal of workers based on the Labor Relations Act, okay? A, the policy to redress inequalities. B, the rule of affirmative action. C, proof of unequal gender roles. Or D, a worker's general performance.
When was
the Labor Relations Act of 1995 allows for dismissal. Surely not just a general performance.
Yeah, D? Is that the last one, D?
But that's general performance. Could you sack someone just for
general?
From 1995, isn't that significant?
Yeah, that is significant.
Proof of unequal gender roles.
Yes, that one. I'm going to go with that one. What's that?
In 95.
Yeah, what's...
Okay. B, the rule of affirmative action. Or A, the policy of redress in to redress inequality.
Oh, that one. That's the one I'm going with.
You
want to
go with A?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going with A.
Why am I so clueless about this subject?
Because it all sounds right.
Yeah.
Okay, you go with A, I will go with B, and you want to go with C.
Yeah, might as well. Eeny, meeny, miny. I mean,
although you said a worker's general performance, imagine if an act allowed you to sack someone.
Based on a worker's general performance.
Dismiss someone just for being bad at work.
But can't you do that anyway?
No, that's ridiculous, Felicity.
You can't, but you have to follow, like, the Basic Conditions of Employment Act before you sack someone.
That sounds awful, though. If you're not getting a job, you must go.
I'm with you, but I'm with you, but
you suck at what you do. Leave my company. Yeah.
All right.
It's very American.
Oh, my soul.
What?
Who? Oh, my soul.
What is it?
It was D.
It was D. Yes. If you follow the procedures that you have a first warning and then a second final written warning and all of this, then you can sack someone.
Do companies know this?
For poor performance.
Hands up.
So, by the way.
Yeah. So, staff meeting. Hi there, employees. We can fire you if you're bad at your job.
Yeah. Does this apply for... Maybe not.
Guys, and this is this trick.
This is the matric.
Let me see spices.
Okay, so that also means the matrics are coming out with a lot more knowledge than we have. Because they know what their rights are.
Yes.
And they can then...
Okay, one more from the life orientation paper.
Okay.
Matric exams.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm ready.
State two benefits of managing stress appropriately, which could improve your quality of life.
Two benefits.
That's very easy.
Yeah.
A, you won't kill someone at work, so you'll keep your job.
That's always good. He won't go to jail in the process. Yeah, that's good.
That could be another one.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Okay, so no to murder and out of jail.
Both benefits.
Definite benefits.
Yeah. And your family all get to live.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, good benefit.
No.
Anything else?
Family death.
Yeah.
No. No shouting at strangers.
Yeah.
What would you say, Claudia?
No heightened levels of stress.
Yeah, no road rage.
Ooh, very good.
Yeah, I like that one.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Can I just point out, if these aren't the correct answers, they should be.
Yeah, because they're practical. They're practical and they save lives.
Thank you.
Also, lower blood pressure. That's good for you.
Felicity, that will definitely get, that will, so, okay, you may, the marks could be awarded as follows.
Okay.
So these are all correct answers for managing stress appropriately, or the benefits of managing stress appropriately. Experience better physical and emotional health. That's what you just said.
Yes, good.
Yeah, living is better health.
Have a better chance of achieving your goals.
Yes. So staying out of jail is a goal.
Which you can if you're not killing people.
Yeah, so staying out of jail.
Be able to build or sustain healthier relationships.
No killing your family.
There you
perfect,
go.
Yeah.
The family thing. Mm-hmm. Avoid psychological problems.
No road rage.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Become a happier person.
No murder.
Do we get bonus points for this?
Gain more self-confidence.
Once again, no murder.
Okay, I missed that.
Reduce stress almost. So we were basically right.
Yes, we've got them all.
Exactly. I think we were right.
Yeah. So that's an A then.
Definitely. A plus. Henry, hoe gaan dit?
Dank jy self.
Right, dankie. Wat doen jy vir 'n lewe?
Ek is in die IT industry, integration and automation, right, van 'n maatskappy wat met die deal.
Okay, en wanneer het jy matriek geskryf?
2006.
Okay.
So dis amper so 'n hele paar jaar terug, hè.
Ja, baie dankie vir daai.
You're welcome. Henry, so wat was jou gunsteling vak?
My gunsteling vak was rekeningkunde gewees en wiskunde. Maar ja.
Incorrect. Fail. No one ever called those the favorites.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Elwe van ons kant was altyd maar oor uit geweest en ek dink die koi son.
True. That just caught me by surprise.
This was the early 2000s.
I wasn't expecting that, but yes, okay. Elwe at the time.
Yeah.
AIDS and so on. Okay, so, Henry, so are you telling me life orientation kind of had, so it would be different, it's a different focus now?
Yes.
To what it would.
I do think so,
Okay. 100%. I mean, it sounds like the guys will, or the matriculants of this year, or, you know, future years, will be a lot more, you know, kitted with the correct information on how to approach work and things like that. I think it'll be awesome if they still include things like how to create a bank account and sign up for medical aid and, you know, actual life things that you need to do straight after school.
How to do your tax.
At some point. But, it's definitely much different than what we did.
Yeah
and there's probably a big chance that in the future, things like COVID will also be part of LO and how to manage pandemics media. And social media
so
and that kind of stuff.
Mental
health. 100%.
Yeah. So if you're Felicity, where are the fog lights?
Yeah. On the car? Practical stuff.
That is something they really should be teaching. I'm just saying.
Okay, Henry, hang in there. Ons gaan nou, ons gaan aanbeweeg na Afrikaans toe.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hang in there. Coming up.
Nervous.
How hard?
So long as die poesie is nie, dan ons sal kry.
Poesie. Jy weet nooit nie. Coming up, we're going to have how hard can it be to pass the Afrikaans paper matric finals exam.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
Pilane sê Henry uit die Oosrand uit in 2006 gematrikuleer. He's going to do a paper with us. It's matric final exam time. And really, how hard can it be?
How hard can it be?
So this is Afrikaans' first additional language questions. So is it tweede taal?
Tweede taal.
Ja, dis tweede taal.
Afrikaans tweede taal.
Is it?
Okay. Henry, het jy Afrikaans? Obviously, eerste taal geskryf, nee?
Correct, ja.
All right, waar was jy op school?
Hoërskool Stoffberg in Brakpan.
Hoërskool Stoffberg in Brakpan. Is dit waar Etienne, is dit waar jy was?
Yeah.
All right. It'll be a blemish on the report card of Hoërskool Stoffberg if you fail these.
No pressure. Please don't.
Yeah, and you'll be held accountable.
Yes. Representing Hoërskool Stoffberg 2006.
Yeah.
Okay. Afrikaans tweede taal or Afrikaans first language, first additional language questions. Nummer 1. Gee die meervoud van die woord tussen hakkies. En die sin is dit bestaan uit 30 koorlid in hakkies. So basies gee die meervoud van koorlid.
Koorlede?
Surely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Skryf die getal.
Ek het graag 'n disclaimer bysit. Sy net sê jammer juffrou De Pre as ek julle teleurstel.
Oh, okay. Juffrou De Pre,
she might be listening.
Just sitting in front of her radio going fingers crossed.
Ah, oh, Henry. Henry.
Skryf die getal tussen hakies as 'n woord. Dis hoofsaaklik tieners en jong mense tussen 14 en 24 jaar oud. En die getal tussen hakies is 14.
Okay.
So spel 14. Is that a long way of asking spel 14?
Basically.
All
right. So 14 V-E-E-R.
Ja, T-I-E-N.
Surely.
Ja.
Guys, this is very easy.
That's what I wrote down.
Henry, sekerlik, nee? Stem jy
saam? Ja, ek stem saam.
Okay, we're in agreement.
Gee die korrekte vorm van die woord tussen hakkies. I like hakkie, hè?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay. All right. In 2019 was die koor die een koor in die geskiedenis van America's Got Talent wat tot by die finale ronde gevorder het. So jy moet basies die korrekte vorm van die woord een gee in die konteks van hy sin.
Die enigste?
Surely. Ja,
so dink jy.
Ja.
Jy kan of sê, daar is twee antwoorde.
Oh.
Wat kan die ander antwoord wees? So die woord is een, en daar is meer vorme van een.
Eerste?
Ja.
Eerste,
correct.
What was your school again?
St. Albans College.
St. Albans.
I did get a B for Afrikaans.
No, well done St. Albans, because you got that.
Yeah, so far so good. Gee die afkorting vir die woord is naakies. In November 2009 het die koor hulle debuutalbum vrygestel. Hulle love hakkie en hulle love koor. So basies die afkorting van November.
Nof.
Ja, en nof.
Nof.
Maar julle mis iets.
Punt.
Daar sê.
Okay.
N-O-V-punt.
Nof.
Laaste ene, gee die samenstelling van die woorde tussen hakies. Die koor sing al 12 land plus tale. In al. Die koor sing in al 12 land plus tale. You must know this is modern. If it's got 12 official languages.
Yeah, it's up to date.
And they are all talking about which choir?
Zanzi?
No.
Glovo
Youth Choir. Yeah. Glovo, yes, that's got talent.
Yeah.
How modern is this?
Yeah,
is this last year's paper?
No, this is okay. Henry, hierdie laaste vraag gaan aan jou en juffrou. Wat is haar naam nou weer?
De Pre.
Juffrou De Pre, maak haar trots. Die koor sing al...
Ek het geen idee nie. Wat noem mense samenstelling van languages, van tale?
Nee, nee, so jy moet nou basis... Listen, this is easier than you think.
Yeah.
You're overthinking it. Gee die samenstelling van die woorde tussen haakies. Die koor sing in al 12 land plus tale.
So samenstelling van land, land en tale. Wat is die samenstelling van dit?
Oh, landstale?
Dames en heren, Hoofdstel Stolberg, Brakpan
2003. Ik kan maar trots wees op Henry.
But stuff that, Henry. Let's give you a math question.
Yes, and, he deserves it.
And finally, and it must have X's in it. Okay, let's go with this one. Solve, and I promise you this is how it's written. I'm not making this up.
Okay. Okay.
Solve for X.
Solve for X, okay. Solve for X, right.
Question 1.1.1. X squared.
X squared.
Ne?
Yeah.
Minus 7X.
Minus 7X, yeah.
Plus 12 equals 0.
Plus 12 equals 0.
Henry.
If
you get this one right, I'll be well impressed.
That's X squared minus 7X plus 12.
Plus 12 equals 0.
Solve.
Oh, wait, Gerda is also getting involved.
Yeah, yeah.
Solve for X.
You need
solve
to break it out so it's 10 plus minus 12.
What? Who
it's X minus 3, X minus 4. X is 3 or X is
4. X is
3
or X is
4. Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know why X would
ladies
be
and
that.
Gentlemen, what? He is absolutely spot on correct.
You lie. Henry. Well done, Henry. Hey. How did you figure that out, though? Sure. I don't understand.
I'm just with that, I have a degree of difficulty. I'm reparking in our office box.
That is incredible. If well I were your math teacher, what was your wiskundeonderwyser's naam?
Jeez, I'm the bar guard. I can't even remember now if he started.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, that's because he wasn't scared of him.
Exactly.
Why.
And also, if I were your employer, I would be well, well impressed with him.
Well impressed.
Yeah. Stolberg, Brakpan.
Yay!
Wow. Jy kry 'n gratis shout-out. Vir wie hallo sê?
Ek wil net vir almal wat my ken by die huis en die familie hallo sê, as ook al my werkskollegas by Flowgear. Weet, ek het dag vandag. Ons baas kom terug oor 2 weke van Amerika af, so, ja.
Wat van jou Oni?
Ja, nee, he doesn't know how to remember.
Ja,
the
Oni is goed voor software. Dat jy het 'n lekker dag vandag.
Lekker dag vir jou, Henry. Dank dat jy luister,
man. Thanks, man. Thanks,
cheers,
thanks, man. Thanks for the show.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah. Cheers,
what did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.